Easy and Happy English，
轻松快乐学英文。
救恩之声广播中心策划制作。
Welcome, my friend, to Easy and Happy English. I'm Catherine.
亲爱的朋友，平安，欢迎你收听轻松快乐学英文。我是 Brad， 中文名字是德瑜。
My parents like to nag me, and I don't like to listen to them. Why can't I just stay away from them?
我的爸妈很喜欢对我唠叨，我不喜欢听他们唠叨。我为什么不能够离他们远一点呢？
Today's sentence is from Proverbs chapter 17, verse 25 in the Bible.
今天的经文在箴言第十七章二十五节。
A foolish son brings grief to his father and bitterness to the one who bore him. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 25.
箴言十七章二十五节，愚昧子使父亲愁烦，使母亲忧苦。
So let's learn about today's scripture.
我们来听一下这段经文的意思。
A foolish son, foolish, F-O-O-L-I-S-H, foolish.
A foolish son, 一个愚昧的儿子。Foolish 就是愚昧的。F-O-O-L-I-S-H. A foolish son, 一个愚昧的儿子。怎么样呢?
Brings grief to his father. Grief. G-R-I-E-F. Grief.
A foolish son, 一个愚昧的儿子 brings...Bring 就带来什么呢 ?Grief, 把这个 grief, 愁烦忧伤带来。Grief 就是愁烦或忧伤 ,G-R-I-E-F。把愁烦忧伤带给谁呢 ?To his father, 带给他的父亲。这一小段中文圣经翻译成愚昧子使父亲愁烦。
And bitterness?To the one who bore him. Bitterness. B-I-T-T-E-R-N-E-S-S. Bitterness.
愚昧的儿子使父亲愁烦。接着呢 ,and bitterness. Bitterness 就是愁苦、忧苦。叫做 bitterness. B-I-T-T-E-R-N-E-S-S. Bitterness.把愁苦带给谁呢 ?To the one, 就是那个人 who bore him, 这个就是生下他的人、那一位也就是他的妈妈、bore, B-O-R-E, 就是生产生下、这是一个过去式的动词、这个生下他 who bore him,、生下他的这个人就是他妈妈、这个愚昧的儿子为母亲带来忧苦愁苦
Now let's read the scripture together.
我们现在跟着 Catherine 老师来练习英文圣经。
A foolish son brings grief to his father and bitterness to the one who bore him. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 25.
箴言十七章二十五节，愚昧子使父亲愁烦，使母亲忧苦。
Now let's have some sharing time.
我们现在进入分享的时间。
My parents like to nag me. I don't like to listen to them. Why can't I just stay away from them?
我们要思考的问题或状况就是呢，有人说我的 爸妈很喜欢对我唠叨，我不喜欢听他们说话，为什么我不能离他们远一点呢？
When our parents nag, it is often annoying and frustrating.
当我们的父母在唠叨的时候，当然常常是让我们感觉到困扰而且挫折。
It is hard to listen when it is constant, and sometimes the nagging doesn't make sense.
当这样的唠叨常常发生的时候，当然就很难有耐心听下去。而且呢，有时候这样的唠叨根本没有道理。
It is often hard for parents to see our point of view.
要我们的爸妈看到了解我们的看法跟观点，其实是常常不容易的。
However, we should remember they usually nag out of good intentions, and we should still try to listen.
然而我们应该记得他们为什么会这样唠叨呢？通常是出于好的动机，所以呢，我们应该还是听听看吧。
We need to have open minds and try to communicate with them more.
我们需要有敞开的心，并且要更多的跟他们沟通沟通。
Hopefully, when you communicate clearly and have mutual understanding, the nagging will decrease.
我们的希望是呢，当你们可以有更好、更清楚的沟通之后，有一些互相的了解，然后呢，这样的唠叨就会越来越减少。
Finally, let's listen to the verse once again.
最后，我们再来听一次这一段的经文。
A foolish son brings grief to his father and bitterness to the one who bore him. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 25.
箴言十七章二十五节，愚昧子使父亲愁烦，使母亲忧苦。
Thanks for listening.
谢谢你的收听。
Talk to you again soon.
我们下次再会。